Hey everybody, here is your weekly energetic check-in for June 13th to the 19th. So we have had some really intense energy coming through the past few days, literally in waves. So coming in feeling like major downloads to all of our centers, all of our chakras, all of our systems. And you would be feeling this on a physical level. I mean, to everybody to different degrees, right? Again, I get a lot of comments from our members saying, I'm not feeling anything. Is something wrong with me? And of course, everybody will be experiencing when we have the energy waves coming through in a different way, depending on where you are energetically. So it's not, don't get your human mind wrapped around this is a good or a bad thing. If this happens, it's good. If that happens, it's bad. That's not the way that it works. It's just a matter of how much of a certain frequency that you may be carrying, how much energy you may be carrying, what's the state of your physical body. So there's many different determining factors that will determine whether you're really feeling the energy waves that come through or you're not feeling the energy waves that are coming through. So however you're feeling them is the way that you're meant to be feeling them right now. So remember, that's the uniqueness about each of us. Even though we are sharing a lot of same experiences, we will have that vibrational template that is ours, uniqueness that gives us the unique experience. So however you're feeling it is the way that you're meant to be feeling it. And so we have big energy coming in right now because we have the full moon. So we've got full moon in Sagittarius that's happening tomorrow morning. Of course, whenever the moon changes cycles and moves into the big cycles, like the full moon or the new moon, we often feel this, up to a week, a few days before it happens, especially with the full moons, right? And full moon has a big impact, right? It's when a lot of people don't talk about the new moon energy. You haven't heard, people go crazy on a new moon, but you have heard that about a full moon. And that's just, think about it again, they're saying to me, right, maximum capacity. So just like we are beings that carry energy and hold frequency, the moon is the same thing. So the moon is a container that carries and emits a frequency. And so of course, when the moon is full, it's at maximum capacity, right? So it's like a collection. And remember, this is things we need to remind ourselves of always, is that we are connected to everything. So, just as we are, some of us who are more empathic tend to hold the frequencies, vibrations of other people, the stories, all of that. The moon also collectively holds the frequencies, the stories of all of us, right? If you think about just in size wise, us compared to the moon, there's obviously a different difference, a major difference. So just imagine the energy of the moon, the space of the moon, how strong that is, and how much energy the moon is actually holding. And then, of course, we feel that. There's that back and forth, right? That's like you can't swim in the ocean without getting wet. Well, you can't live in this universe without feeling the effects of our planets and our stars and our solar system and the whole cosmos. So we're feeling it all because we are all. We are all part of this. And so it just happens to be that we will have, so right now we have the sun in Gemini, so in the sign of Gemini, which will be transitioning June 20th or 21st. We're going to go into Cancer season. So we only have about a week and a half left of our Gemini cycle, which for me, I like Gemini energy. I like because it's a fun energy and it's a playful energy and it's a never boring energy. But it's also like, I find it to be very up and down and very moody, that energy. So I always find when we're in the Gemini cycle, I can be like up 1 minute, down the next minute, and like all over the place like that, which as an Aries, I like to be up all the time. So when I'm going through a cycle where I'm being brought down, it's kind of like I have to stop myself from thinking, oh, there's something wrong with being down. No, there's nothing wrong when you're being down. It's a much needed slowdown in the cycle. And this is why, thankfully, even though you may be an Aries or a Gemini or Sagittarius, you get to experience the cycles of all of the signs again, they're showing me that like all is one, all is one. So even though you are born under a certain sign, you will experience all of the frequencies, all of the experiences of all of the signs, which of course then brings us into balance. And that's what we are meant to be doing. And so the planet for Sagittarius is Jupiter. That's the ruler. And so Jupiter is a really strong motivational energy. So anything that you've been trying to like hold off on or any project, this is the time to do this, because that Jupiter energy is like, it has like every aspect in it. So it can like give you the motivation, bring your intuition up. It can make you feel strong. It can make you feel playful. It has like a little bit of everything, which is kind of really helpful when you're putting something together. So it won't be lopsided. There'll be lots of equal in all of it. So if there's been anything that you've been kind of like putting off or not feeling like you had the energy or the strength to do it, that energy will come through Jupiter. So that energy can be used right now to get things done. And it can be something, you know, it could be a major thing like opening up a business. It could be something small like planting a garden. It could be whatever it is. It's going to be like that motivation for you. And I'm certainly feeling this, because I have a new project I'm going to start sharing with you guys soon that I'm working on, that's coming to fruition slowly. I'm going to take it slowly so that it becomes everything that it needs to be. But I will let you guys know when we're ready to start going public with it. But I'm excited, and I could feel the Jupiter energy helping it. So that's a good thing. So remember the strengths when we look at Sagittarius. So coming into the Sagittarius, the full moon, what you can do, how you can help this. So the strengths you're going to be feeling is like the dreamer energy. And you may be noticing that there's a lot of stuff happening in your dreams right now. Always there is, but sometimes they will really make you have the awareness of so they'll give you the dream recall, right? So it'll be like, well, we need you to remember these important things in your conscious mind. So remember, everything happens, goes through our subconscious mind always. And that doesn't necessarily mean that we remember it. It's stored there. So we have our body stores it. Our experiences will certainly play through that. But it's not like you have it front and center in your mind and you're thinking about it. But they do give us the times where the dream recall is really important. And so pay attention right now for the next little while, because part of the strengths that's going to be happening to you is the having the dreams that you, the dreams come true. So making dreams happen, right? That's part of the Sagittarius energy. They kind of have like a little bit of a little bit of magic in there with them. So Sagittarius, when in balance, can be really creative. Great creators can make things happen. But then, of course, there's the other side of that, which is the weakness. And so remember, full moon, illumination, shining the light on stuff for you. And so part of that weakness of that energy then is the inability to like fulfill things. So inability to complete things, right? So, not necessarily being able to like finish the job, like have a great dreams about creating it. This is going to be amazing. It's going to be all over the place, blah, blah, blah. And then poof, it's just like, oh, on to the next thing. So it's a little bit like having ADHD. And so pay attention to yourself for that right now, because of course, if you tune into that, how that feels, it feels very chaotic. It really does. Because boom, you're here and it's all excited. And they're just saying to me right now, overjoy. So traditional Chinese medicine teaches us that, you know, joy being a great frequency, right? It's a great frequency to carry. But sometimes we can have overjoy. And so they talk about the energy in the heart being overjoy. And of course, if you have too much of something, there's such a thing as too much of a good thing. And so part of that, what happens is when we have the overjoy, means that we just go into chaos. It just becomes chaotic energy. And of course, when that happens, we feel scrambled. And of course, when that happens, then our experiences come back to us feeling unstable. So you see how that whole cycle kind of goes? It's like you get really excited about something because you're the dreamer and you're creating and you're making all this stuff, and boom, all this stuff is happening and all these things are moving. But then it becomes too much. The overjoy kicks in, right? And then it shifts everything to the chaos, so the scrambling energy. And so you're going to feel that on all levels. And then what happens then is that whole project that you're working on, or whatever it is that you were trying to make happen, relationship, career, health, whatever applies to it, you're going to feel the instability. So then you're going to be like, oh, well, why didn't that all work out for me? It was going wonderfully. And why now is it like crumbling before me at my feet? Why do I feel like everything's falling apart? And that's because there's just too much of the joy, overjoy. So really pay attention to those areas in your life right now, because again, it's, you know, we have the illumination from the moon. So the full moon, right, shines bright, shines the brightest, shows us everything. So eyes wide open, guys, eyes wide open, lots and lots. It's easy to keep your eyes closed. It's easy to brush things under the rug, right? Especially when it comes to ourselves. It's really easy for us to be in a full moon and say, oh yeah, look at that guy, look at that girl, look what they're, it's really easy for us to do that. Not so easy to turn the mirror around and look at ourselves and go, yeah, okay, so what are you doing that you know you shouldn't be doing? Illumination, that's going to be the key. And remember, I can tell you right now, when they're showing me the word illumination and they're showing the energy from the moon, feel that love, that intensity of that love that comes through, because that's what it's coming through. The illumination showing you your stuff or shining the light on your shit is coming through with love. So it doesn't come through the frequency of judgment. It doesn't come through the frequency of guilt or shame, or you better get that done, or you know, you're a mess and you're a failure. It doesn't come through that frequency at all. So don't be afraid of the illumination. Don't be afraid to stand under the light of the moon and say, okay, show me what I need to work on still. Show me what needs to come up, of course, to be cleared, to be lifted, to be worked through, to be healed, whatever it is in particularly for you. So we're going to feel the two energies coming through, because of course, again, so Gemini in the sun, Sagittarius with the moon. And so the Gemini Sagittarius is what they call in astrology a mental axis. And so kind of visualize that. That's kind of like the balancing, right, of the mind, the balancing in there. And so Gemini would be the lower mind and Sagittarius would be the higher mind. And so, again, so Gemini with the sun, that's like the logical energy. That's like the, you know, everything has to be precise, or it needs to fit in the box. It needs to look a certain way, be a certain way. So the logic of it. And then the Sagittarius with the moon energy is the opposite of it. So it's the big picture. It's like looking at the possibilities. It's about the wonder and the amazement of it, and not worrying so much about the rules and the regulations of it. So it's more about the intuition. So you see that two balance, right? So we're balancing logic and intuition. And so logic will be the part of your mind, your conscious mind, that comes into the play that says, well, it has to look like this. It has to be like that. And if that doesn't match, well, that doesn't. So that, you see how we're compartmentalizing everything. We're putting everything in place. But then, of course, we come in and then there's the Sagittarius moon energy, which is the intuition, which means the opposite of that, which is I trust that everything's always going to work out. I trust that I work on my frequency and things will just expand naturally for me. I trust that when I put myself into a good place energetically, everything happens the way that it's supposed to happen. And it's that acknowledging that divine connection, that divine guidance. So you're going to feel those two pulls, the push and the pulls of it, and pay attention. So if, remember, so again, this is not one's good, one's bad, right, guys? Because if you're somebody who could use a little bit of the Gemini sun energy, so a little bit more of the thinking logically, a little bit more of the, you know, of putting things the way they need to be, keeping order. If you need a little bit more of that, then tune into that energy and use it. On the other side, if you need a little bit more of the intuition, so the Sagittarius moon energy of like letting things flow a little bit more, not being as restricted, then tune into that. Both frequencies are available to you. So it's just a matter of fine-tuning your own frequency so that you become a vibrational match with whatever it is that you're needing or wanting. Of course, they're saying to me that this creates balance, and that's how we create balance, right? We're never meant to be only on the left side. We're never meant to be only on the right side. We want to be able to go back and forth as needed, and we want to be able to feel that balance. So feel into that tonight. This will be your big opportunity to kind of have that connection with the full moon. Feel into it. See what kind of comes up for you. Say, you know, ask your team, illuminate this stuff for me. Show it to me. What do I need to see, to feel, to know, to hear? Bring it up so that I can figure out if I need to be more logical about it or if I need to be more intuitive about it, and play with that. Tomorrow we're doing our group healing session. So that's Tuesday, 7 o'clock. We will work with the energies of the moon. We'll pull some of that in. And so bring that kind of intention with you tomorrow when you come, of like bringing some more balance into all areas of your life. Again, it could be physical. It could be relationships. It could be career. Whatever it is that you feel like there needs to be a little bit of balance, we'll come into the healing session tomorrow with that intention so that we can put things better into balance, of course. And so pay attention. So they were talking to me again about pay attention to your dreams. So some of you may be finding that your dreams are heavy right now. So there's a heaviness to them. Some of you may be finding that your body is feeling heavy. Again, they're saying that that's just carrying too much of one frequency. So, and again, it could be any frequency. Remember, it's not just the bad stuff, or the too much of a good thing is not good. So pay attention to that, because I know there's been we've had a lot of upgrades to in the past couple of days through our central nervous systems. And so that can often, you know, leave us feeling a little bit either too light or a little bit too heavy. And so let that kind of balance itself out. We're definitely getting a lot of work done on our third eye. So that's, you know, the third eye zaps. I get the zaps. I know some of you do get the zaps, you're physically feeling it. Some of you may feel it. And again, the way you express how you feel things can be different as well, right? Because I do know some people that say that it feels like a twitch or a tremor that comes through them. And so however you're feeling it, again, is just, it's very unique to you. And what's happening with that is literally we're bringing in these light codes. These light codes are coming in from the universe, and sometimes specifically from galactic beings, right? Sometimes, you know, they're definitely helping us. And those codes literally come in. It's almost like a receiver, like our third eye, like our pineal gland is a receiver. And these codes come in. And of course, it's like, you know, some of you may not even have the awareness of it, but some of us do. We can, you know, we can feel the physical aspect of it. And so sometimes we can have the awareness that something feels really, really tight and closed. And then when those codes come in, it kind of like expands it and opens it. So there's that kind of like difference in the way that it feels. So you're noticing something different. Some of you may not notice it physically in your body. Some of it, you may notice that maybe your dreams are becoming stronger or more colorful, or maybe you're having more synchronistic moments where, you know, you're thinking about somebody and then somebody calls you, or, you know, you're thinking, oh, I should look into starting to do this, and then boom, all of a sudden all this stuff comes across your path. That's all, that kind of stuff all happens as our third eye opens and integrates with the high frequencies. It all comes back to when they talk to us about coming online, about everything coming online. And so we're in it. It's happening. It's very, very exciting for us. Absolutely. Okay, my lovelies, so big, big energy tonight. You're going to feel it coming in tomorrow. You may not sleep well tonight, and that's okay. But you may sleep well if you do some work today. You know, you can get out right now into the sun. So get out into that Sagittarius sun and then work on some stuff. Do some sun energy work today. Sit in the sun. Get into that, you know, maybe the logic needs to come in. There needs to be some more support there. So anchor that strength in. And then tonight, you can anchor in the full moon energy. Of course, it'll be really strong in the morning, tomorrow morning, which is Tuesday morning. So you can anchor in that frequency, that energy as well. And again, they're just showing me the two key words. So keep in mind over the next couple of days, illumination and balance. Illumination and balance. And that will be how we get through this, like in the most profound way, in the best possible way. And then I will see you guys on Tuesday for our healing. Okay, my lovely, sending you all huge, huge blessings, and I will talk to you soon.